This is Warrior Sound Live.
Here comes Curry. Step back off the dribble three. Are you kidding me?
Here's Lawrence Scott.
Hey, thank you. Ryan Atkinson, the general manager of the Santa Cruz Warriors, joins us here. And Ryan, got to ask you, how are you doing? How's the family? How are things in Santa Cruz and in the world of the Santa Cruz Warriors?
Everything's good. We're just, sitting at the house, me and my daughter. My wife, she's a nurse in San Jose. So I'm pretty much taking the time, keeping my daughter in the day. So it's kind of the roles kind of switched. I'm working from home, and she's out working at the hospital. So,
oh, totally. And we're all making all kinds of considerations for how things have been changing and the way we work and the things that we're doing. I want to start with a conversation here about the G League in general, creating all kinds of opportunities for not just players, but coaches, front office members, staff members. How have you seen this grow, not just in Santa Cruz, but also around the G League?
I got in this league, I believe it was 18 teams. Now we're looking at 28. So I've seen over the years how much, as far as the resources, how, companies, sponsorships, and also teams, parent clubs, is putting money and investing into the league, not only into the players, but also on the front office side of things and also on the business side of things. So it's been really good to see guys, come in and learn and then move up to the next level.
Your time within the organization has been joined by great success with both the Santa Cruz Warriors and the Golden State Warriors. When you think of the experiences and what you've gained, what comes to mind?
What comes to mind is just the leadership. When I first got here, Andrew Loomis hired me, and it was great to, learn from Andrew Loomis and Kurt Lakeup in my first year in Santa Cruz, and having Casey Hill as our head coach, learning different things from those three guys, and then moving on to the next season, learning from Johnny West and Pat Sun, and then moving on. And after those 2 years, learning from Kent Lakeup for the last 3 years, which has helped. So that comes to mind, just the great leadership out of all those years. And then also with the players, if you look at Santa Cruz, each year is a different story. And even in the G League, it's a different story. But my first year, we had Dwayne Dittman, went undrafted. And you look at him now, he signs a multi-year deal. Seth Curry, same, undrafted. He signs a multi-year deal. And then move forward the next year, you have Elliot Williams, who banked on himself and turned around. We won a championship with him. And also he, became a lucrative player overseas. And, just so many different success stories throughout the years. So that's what comes to mind.
So help us understand here. What is the essence of being a general manager in the G League? And what do you enjoy about the job itself?
Well, I feel, you have to make sure that overall you're running the same program as Golden State down in Santa Cruz. So, the players won't get lost as far as when it comes with plays, when they get called up. And they can be on the same page. And what I enjoy the most is just seeing people's dreams come true. I know Damian Lee, he was with us. And, to see him tear his ACL and he comes to Santa Cruz, works his butt off, gets called up to Golden State. Well, gets called up to Atlanta and then becomes a two-way with Golden State. And then also the following year gets a lucrative contract. And the same with Juan Toscano, just being a local tryout player and then turning around and now he signed a lucrative deal. So that's the enjoy I get in being a general manager or a G League team, just seeing players bank on their dream,
Certainly. We were talking with Ryan Atkinson, the general manager of the Santa Cruz Warriors. You're a native of Atlanta. You got a degree in sports management from Missouri Western State University and then a master's degree in sports management from that acclaimed program at USF, the University of San Francisco. And when it comes to sports management as a calling, when did you know that it was your calling?
I knew it was my calling when I was in college. I did an internship with a sports agency over the summer. I had to fulfill a class for us. To get a grade for my course or whatever. So what I ended up doing was I interned for the summer and just working with athletes. It was on the football side of things, and it was really good to, you know, help them out. They had certain situations or certain questions. I was there for them. So it was really good to see that. And following that, after I did the internship, the next year I graduated and I was offered a job with the sports agency. So I worked with the sports agency. And during that time, you know, things were starting to change when it came to, you know, recruiting athletes. You had to have certain things. You had to have certain connections. And I seen the Sports Business Journal, and I seen a USF ad in there. And I looked at it, and it was in San Francisco. And I realized, like, hey, if I wanted to be an agent on my own, I would have to get, you know, a postgraduate degree. And I looked at USF as a perfect place for us being in San Francisco. You had two baseball teams, two football teams, and one basketball team. So I figured if I can go out there and, you know, go to school and also learn around sports with all these different teams around, it'll be in my best interest.
Oh, no doubt. And then you're like in the middle of it all, not just with the Warriors, but also the Oakland A's. Kind of help us understand that time period and how you got ingrained in not just the Warriors operations, but also the A's.
So I have to credit Eric Hausman first. So back up a little bit. So I was with the Hawks as a ball kid at the same time I applied for USF. So once I applied for USF, the Warriors came in town. So I talked to Eric Hausman, like, hey, I'm coming out there, you know, can I, you know, get a job or whatever? Can I transfer? Can I help you guys out for free? And somehow he allowed me, he hired me. And so I was in the equipment room with the Warriors while I was in grad school. And one of the employees at the time, well, he still is an employee, Chris Polson, he worked with the A's also. So after my first year with the Warriors, he asked me, did I want to work with the A's? And I said, yeah, sure. So, he set up the interview, and I ended up interviewing with Steve Vucinic on the home club side of the A's, and I was hired. So that's how the A's started, was kind of through the Warriors with Chris Polson.
And then it's opportunities in the G League that start with what's been some very successful names in the game. I mean, your time with the Reno Bighorns and also with the Rio Grande Valley Vipers. You know, the Warriors had a preseason trip back to that part of Texas and South Texas where Rio Grande Valley plays several years ago to face the Rockets. And we were all there. And it was right at a time where the Vipers really a force in the then D League, now G League. You were part of it as now Timberwolves GM Gerson Rosas was involved, as well as the current Toronto Raptors coach Nick Nurse was involved as the coach of the Vipers. What did you take from that time period being in that part of Texas and working with those guys?
You know, I really loved it because once Gerson hired me, he kind of, you know, he gave me, you know, he said, hey, look, I trust you. You know, he hired me as director of basketball operations down in the G League in RGV. So, you know, he was based off in Houston. So it was pretty much, you know, not my show as far as on the, you know, personnel side of things, but operations wise, far as setting up different things for the players, helping out with coach with practice plans. So it was great. It was a great opportunity. I learned a lot from those guys, especially, you know, personnel wise from Gerson, you know, take chances, you know, as long as, you know, those guys fit your system. And as well with Nick Nurse, you know, he trusted his system. And you can see it now. It's paying off. You know, basketball is changing right now. And he was, you know, probably one of the first people to, you know, start those things. So it was good to be down in RGV.
You know, you mentioned that you were with the Hawks as a locker room attendant, and your experience being around sports in Atlanta as you grew up has to be key to some of this, too. I mean, help us understand here. Hawks, Braves, heck, Thrashers and Falcons. I mean, what was the Atlanta sports scene? But for you, especially with the Hawks, how did that make you love sports and want to be a part of all of this?
You know, I love the Hawks. You know, I was fortunate enough as a kid, you know, my mom got us season tickets, and you know, watching this Michael Jordan documentary brings back old memories because I was always on the other side of things. You know, I was growing up a Hawks fan. Jordan used to come in and beat us, you know, and I was always a fan and say, hey, we're going to win. You know, Mookie Blaylock, Steve Smith, Allen Henderson, Dikembe Mutombo. And, you know, I always thought we had a shot where Jordan would come in and win. So, you know, the Hawks has been really been a part of my basketball journey. And I had the opportunity to work with the Hawks my senior year in high school. And at the time, it was Tom Smith as the trainer. He hired me, and he didn't want me to leave to go to Missouri Western. He said, "Hey, stay. You know, we'll give you a job. Come to go to Georgia State." But, you know, I thought Missouri Western was the best place for me at the time for sports management. And when I came back from college, I had a job again. So, you know, the Hawks have been near and dear to my heart. You know, they always looked out for me.
You know, we just had Mike Newton on the show who shared a story about connecting with you at NBA Summer League in Las Vegas. His energy with not just Santa Cruz, but also as the head coach of the NBA 2K team is certainly tremendous. And really, the opportunity for folks to connect at NBA Summer League is something worth noting. What has Summer League meant to you? And how did you and Mike make that connection at Summer League?
So, Summer League has been great to me. You know, before I was hired full time, I worked with the Summer League as a, you know, liaison with the players, helping them out with different things. I did it for the Utah Jazz and also did it for the Atlanta Hawks. So it's been really helpful for us, connections and, you know, meeting different people on that side of things. But the connection with Mike Newton was I saw him working hard at the for the Wisconsin Herd, and we had a game over there in Wisconsin, so I saw him working hard. And then go to Summer League, I see him doing the same thing. So I kind of approached him, you know, to talk to him about, you know, what was his situation for next year for his job. He interviewed for us. Our coach liked him, and the rest is history.
Final thing here as we wrap things up with Ryan Atkinson, the general manager of the Santa Cruz Warriors. Just thinking about the G League and where it's headed and how Santa Cruz will be at the forefront of it all. What do you expect that to be?
You know, I think we're always in Santa Cruz. We're always pushing it to the limit, you know, when it comes to, you know, Kent, you know, he always says, you know, why not? You know, why can't we, you know, go out and get the best players? Why can't we go and, you know, have the best resources? So I think Santa Cruz is in the forefront of things when it comes to not just treating it like a minor league system. You know, we always credit ourselves with being the 31st NBA team, and that's how we run it. So I think players, as soon as they understand the G League, they look at Santa Cruz and look at the location and look at the program and see, you know, how we produce. And I think they'll choose Santa Cruz.
Ryan, great stuff. Thank you so much for being part of this, and really nice to catch up with you. All the best, and thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Lawrence.
This has been Warriors Sound Live.
Right side three. Got it!